Now, you were mentioning earlier you're a bit of a studio rat as well. So that transition from being in the studio, you have total control over everything pretty well, and then going live on a stage, totally different. So did you prefer to do that, or would you prefer to be in a studio? Or
I think it's best kept a learning experience every time. With every project that I've ever worked on in the studio, would be it my own or another, you always try to, you know, every day you're walking away and you learn something new. Mm-hmm. You learn hopefully two or three different things. But it's about keeping it. If it feels good, don't question it. And as much as you can get meticulous in the studio and really have too much control sometimes, if it feels right, leave it alone. It's probably good, you know. You don't want to twist too many buttons if it's not needed.
Self-Cynic has been described as an evolving experiment. Is it an experiment? I mean, do you come up with songs that like really suck and you don't have anything to do with them, or just trying out different things all the time? Or
Yeah, different things all the time. I won't comment on the sucky songs because I'm sure there are none. No, we've thrown definitely some songs away on the wayside. And we'll pick them up again maybe next year. You never know. You know, good ideas come back sometimes. But it's definitely about the band, the four-piece that we are today, prides themselves on being able to kind of rearrange ourselves on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
If we're playing a really small, intimate kind of room that can only hold, you know, 35, 40
people. It's
going
to be a different show, yeah.
Yeah, we bring the volume down. Yeah. And if we're playing to, you know, 1,000 people, we'll bring the volume back up again. And we really pride ourselves on being able to adjust to, you know, and still have the meaning of the songs and the character of the songs come through.
Well, there are different meanings on the album, softer songs and harder songs as well. So you sort of run the gamut, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You got to keep it interesting.